A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Salt Lake City police have given the all clear in the downtown area after an hours-long response to a suspicious circumstance. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is there on the scene with what we know. Amy?
Maria, it was tense here as the bomb squad, FBI, and even National Guard were all called in to help. Police haven't said what exactly made this item so suspicious, just that something wasn't right. It wasn't until 3 this afternoon that they gave the all clear.
Because we're going to make sure that no stone is left unturned. We have time on our side. We want to make sure we're doing this right, because if you start doing things very quickly, you can make mistakes.
Sergeant Mark Wyan says they discovered the item was what they called an organic agricultural product. He didn't say any other specifics about what it was. Police, though, have cleared the area. People working in a U.S. bank building were all evacuated. Others in the area were told to shelter in place. Now, though, feels like nothing has changed. Business is normal. Reporting live on scene, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
There have been two other threats in Salt Lake City in the last day. One this morning at Siegfried's Deli. The other was yesterday morning at a drag story time event at the King's English Bookshop in the 15th and 15th neighborhood. Police haven't said if there's any connection. Councilmember Chris Wharton says that they are very sad and upset to see this happen in the LGBTQ community.
Some of us went to the bookstore yesterday to show our support, and we're just really concerned.
Wharton says he doesn't want threats like this to become a pattern in Salt Lake City. He says the city council wants to create a welcoming and inclusive city. Police and Harriman are investigating after several church buildings for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were broken into. Police say 8 buildings were broken into early last week. They say small electronics like TVs and speakers were stolen. Police are trying to figure out if this is all the same group or multiple, and they're asking for Ring doorbell footage from people who live around those broken into buildings. Today, Utah is handing off NASA's historic asteroid sample to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
These samples are an amazing treasure trove for generations.
Johnson Space Center Chief Scientist Eileen Stansbury has laid eyes on the capsule delivered by OSIRIS-REx to Utah's West Desert. She says it looks so clean it looked like it did prior to launch, and the partially moist soil from a recent rain and dugway and a near-perfect landing could have played a role in that. The capsule is already under a flow of nitrogen to preserve it from any earthly contamination.
In Houston, scientists will be looking at the 4.5-billion-year-old material from the asteroid Bennu. Scientists believe an asteroid like this could have brought life to Earth in the first place. Our top national story this hour. Hollywood writers' strike appears to be over, so what are the next steps?
There may be a tentative deal between the Writers Guild and Hollywood Studios, but that doesn't mean all of your favorite shows will be back next week. First, the WGA leadership has to approve the deal, which might happen Tuesday. Then they send it to the full WGA membership for a vote. That could come later this week. After that, daytime talk shows, including Drew Barrymore's and the late night shows, could be among the first back, followed by Saturday Night Live. But none of those shows will have big actors available as guests until the SAG after strike is over. And only then will TV shows and movies go back into production.
Utah auto workers are getting more support on the 10th day of their historic strike against the big three American automakers. Near Chicago, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin handed out donuts.
I wanted to show solidarity with these women and men who are here today.
Durbin joined workers on the picket line in his home state this morning outside a GM facility in Illinois. Developing news on KSL News Radio. A Davis High School secretary is facing felony charges for unauthorized purchases using Davis High School funds.
Police documents say that Kelly Wilco made over $80,000 worth of unauthorized purchases. Documents allege Wilco would send money to her PayPal account from the school's credit card. The Davis County School Auditor told police he found 42 unauthorized charges to that PayPal account. He says there were so many transactions, it was difficult to tell which ones were for personal use and which were for legitimate school purposes. The police documents say Wilco admitted to using some of those funds for personal use, including new flooring for her home. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Davis School District says they found out about the purchases through their regular internal audit. The employee has been placed on leave immediately. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident already out of traffic on the shoulder, northbound I-15 at 6 North. The one that has been tying up traffic, it's in Riverton, southbound on Bangor Highway after 114th South and before 126th South. It's mostly to the right shoulder now, but you will see some backups. And then we have our delays setting in for southbounders on I-15 in Utah County from Pioneer Crossing American Fork down to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. It could be one of the largest government shutdowns in U.S. history. Congress only has until this Saturday to agree on a dozen bills to keep funding flowing. Some GOP holdouts have blocked any progress on a deal. Many Republicans want to come to a consensus, though.
I would say a government shutdown is in no one's best interest.
Congressman Mark Molinaro there. The first day of a possible government shutdown is also when student loan payments resume.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Monday that if there is a shutdown, key activities at federal student aid in the Department of Education will continue for a couple of weeks. But she warned
a prolonged shutdown lasting more than a few weeks could substantially disrupt the return to repayment effort and long-term servicing support for borrowers.
The White House says there is no consideration to pushing back the October 1st start date for student loan payments. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
COVID cases are on the rise across the country and here in Utah. Now, the federal government is combating this by releasing free COVID tests for the population. COVID epidemiologist Josh Benson says these tests should be able to identify new COVID variants.
So because it is a new variant, we don't have a lot of data on it yet. But those rapid tests that you get from either from the federal government or from us, they're pretty good at detecting symptomatic infection. So if you're, you know, having a sore throat or runny nose and you know, that's the time to test with those.
Benson says if you are at risk for COVID or the flu, stay vigilant with testing and good hygiene. The CDC has approved the first maternal RSV vaccine for pregnant women to protect newborns from the respiratory virus. ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jen Ashton on what you should know.
The same vaccine is already out and recommended and available for people 60 years of age and over. There's also monoclonal antibodies that can be given instead of the vaccine for newborns up to, give or take, on an individual basis, up to even 2 years of age.
The CDC says the vaccine has been shown to reduce the risk of RSV hospitalization for babies by 57% in the first 6 months.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
After birth. KSL News Time, 5:09. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns on southbound I-15 for Salt Lake County drivers. And they stretch from 33rd South, really, all the way into Draper. Northbound I-15, a little busy approaching the Bangor Highway exit. And westbound on the 201, heavy and slow from about 9th West to the West Belt. A little bit of busy traffic remaining southbound on the West Belt from the 201 to 3500 South. Mark?
We are zoning in right by the Target in Riverton on Bangor Highway. It looks like both directions are very heavy, headed to and from Daybreak Parkway, about 118th South.
That is where there's a big wreck, so you may want to avoid that area. Otherwise, just behind it, you've probably been sitting in heavy traffic from 90th and 9800 South, headed from West Jordan, South Jordan area. It looks like I-15 in Utah County getting a little bit heavy as usual right now about Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve.
Well, we have scattered slow spots if you're on southbound Foothill Drive between the U and Foothill Village. Northbound 15 delays from downtown into North Salt Lake. Also at Parrish Lane in Centerville. And now from Lagoon into Kaysville up to the ponds. More delays in Marriott-Slaterville. That's all due to a wreck on northbound 15 just before the far west exit. Otherwise, no delays on the West Belder Legacy. Southbound 89, a little busy there at Harrison Boulevard. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock, then upper 70s for 7, mid-70s for 8, and low 70s for 9. The beautiful fall weather will continue all the way through the end of the week. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunny, 84 degrees downtown, KSL News Time 511. The daughter of Daily Herald reporter accused of assaulting the Orem mayor last week is no longer in jail, but is facing some serious charges. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says this could be a third-degree felony.
But a felony, a third-degree felony assault, such as assaulting an elected official, carries up to 5 years in prison.
Skorda says assault typically is a Class B misdemeanor, but since she assaulted an elected official, the crime and the punishment are more severe. Linnea Pugmire allegedly spit on and slapped the mayor after a city council meeting where the mayor spent 20 minutes slamming the Daily Herald's reporting and the reporter. OpenAI, the company that created ChatGPT, announced a few upgrades coming to the program, as well as collaboration with Spotify. ABC technology reporter Mike Dubusky told me earlier this afternoon it's only one way to use the new features.
Translating podcasts, using the podcast's hosts and their guests' voices into foreign languages so that those podcasts can be available in more markets.
The program is working on releasing this feature that creates a synthetic voice from just a few seconds of speech. Film legend Sophia Loren is recovering from a successful leg fracture surgery after she fell in her Switzerland home.
According to her agent, the Italian actress fell in a bathroom over the weekend, breaking her hip and a thigh bone. Surgery was performed. The operation, it said, went well. It's not clear when she'll be discharged from the hospital. The film legend celebrated her 89th birthday only last week. She was scheduled to appear soon at a restaurant that bears her name and body in southern Italy. But this fall means that's now been canceled. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Trending on social media, a Virginia man bet his luck on 24 identical lottery tickets and won $120,000. Dennis Fear says he bought 24 tickets with the numbers 8888 at the 7-Eleven store in Chesapeake. Each ticket was worth $5,000, totaling $120,000 in wins.
The Mighty Pup.
219 dogs attended a sneak preview of a new Paw Patrol movie. This audience managed to break the world record for most dogs attending a film screening. The organizers hope this milestone will inspire people to get out and adopt. KSL News Time 514, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah is handing off the baton in NASA's historic mission that brought an asteroid sample right here to the West Desert. Today, the sample will make its next journey to the Johnson Space Center in Houston. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Salt Lake City police have given the all clear in the downtown area after hours-long response to a suspicious circumstance near 2nd South. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Redwood Road seeing stop-and-go delays. Looks like we have trouble in traffic. Not sure if it's an accident, but officers are blocking a right lane of traffic southbound Redwood at Camp Williams. You have solid delays almost back to 146 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in 80s today, and there's more where that came from. I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. New in the last hour, word that the Senate will return to Washington tomorrow, expected to address the dispute in the House, where Republicans are unable so far to get a temporary spending bill together to keep the federal government running past this Saturday night. Senate negotiators have been working on a bill.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Monday that if there is a shutdown, key activities at federal student aid in the Department of Education will continue for a couple of weeks. But she warned
a prolonged shutdown lasting more than a few weeks could substantially disrupt the return to repayment effort and long-term servicing support for borrowers.
The White House says there is no consideration to pushing back the October 1st start date for student loan payments. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President Biden tomorrow is scheduled to join striking auto workers in a picket line in Michigan. What's next in the TV and movie strike from ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood?
There may be a tentative deal between the Writers Guild and Hollywood studios, but that doesn't mean all of your favorite shows will be back next week. First, the WGA leadership has to approve the deal, which might happen Tuesday. Then they send it to the full WGA membership for a vote. That could come later this week. After that, daytime talk shows, including Drew Barrymore's and the late night shows, could be among the first back, followed by Saturday Night Live. But none of those shows will have big actors available as guests until the SAG after strike is over. And only then will TV shows and movies go back into production.
He's not guilty of corruption and will not resign, says Senator Bob Menendez, New Jersey Democrat, at a news conference, saying the nearly $500,000 in cash the feds say they found at his house was from his lawfully earned savings, not bribes.
To those who have rushed to judgment, you have done so based on a limited set of facts framed by the prosecution.
Senator Menendez says he had that cash at his home in case of emergencies. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. COVID cases are on the rise again across the country, along with other seasonal illnesses. But you can now get your hands on some free tests again. COVID epidemiologist with Utah Department of Health and Human Services, Josh Benson, says there's been an uptick of COVID in the state, but the number of positive cases are not the best way to understand the current situation in Utah.
One of the things that we look at is syndromic surveillance, so how many people are going to emergency rooms and urgent care with COVID-like symptoms or testing positive there. And we are seeing that increase. It's been increasing since about mid-July, and that's the same as the national trend. So we are seeing more COVID out there, and of course, we're getting ready to get into flu season as well. So, you know, whether you're, even if you're testing negative for COVID, if you're feeling sick, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going around COVID, flu, RSV, even just, you know, the common cold. So we definitely encourage people to stay home if you're feeling sick and, you know, wait until you're feeling better before you go back to work, school, that kind of thing.
A new COVID variant is causing concern. Benson says these tests should be able to identify it.
So because it is a new variant, we don't have a lot of data on it yet. But those rapid tests that you get from either from the federal government or from us, they're pretty good at detecting symptomatic infection. So if you're, you know, having a sore throat or runny nose, and you know that's the time to test with those. They are not as good at testing when you're asymptomatic, but they, you know, as far as I know, they should be able to pick up this variant kind of pretty consistently as well as the other variants that we've had. But again, I just want to reiterate that even if you test negative, if you're feeling sick, you know, you should still kind of treat it as if you had COVID and stay home and try to avoid contact with other people.
Benson says community concern surrounding COVID is dwindling, but people at risk should stay vigilant. KSL News Time, 519, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns waiting for you southbound I-15 from 4500 south in Murray to Bluffdale. Northbound I-15, a little busy approaching the Bangor Highway exit, but then clear after that all the way to downtown. Westbound on the 201, busy getting to the West Belt, and then southbound on I-215's West Belt, a little heavy and maybe not quite at the speed limit, but you are moving from the I-80 junction to 3500 south eastbound. A little bogged down as well on I-215 south belt from the golf course over to the I-15 junction. Mark?
Redwood Road is definitely a hot spot, and we do have trouble southbound at W.B. Williams Avenue, Bluffdale, right there at the heart of Camp Williams. Trouble with police over in the right lane, so it's pretty harsh delays coming southbound on Redwood Road as a result. Also an alert for Bangor Highway with a crash southbound down around 118th South. It looks like I-15 in Utah County. No big unusual delays, but you are slow after 5th East American Fork down towards about Geneva Road. Steve.
Pretty good drive on northbound 15. Couple of slow spots there at 6 North, also with 2300 North Warm Springs Road. After that, good speeds into Davis County. But then you'll be on the brakes again there at Lagoon up to the Kaysville Ponds. More delays in Ogden due to a wreck on northbound 15. That's just before the far west exit. Otherwise, no delays on the west side belt. Legacy or Highway 89, pretty quiet now. Limited tickets available for the Nate Bargatze Be Funny Tour Saturday, September 30th, 3 p.m. at the Delta Center. Tickets available at deltacenter.com. Nate Bargatze Be Funny Tour live at the Delta Center. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful day across the state of Utah with tons of sunshine, temperatures in the 80s here in northern Utah. The overall 7-day forecast is going to trend back to the cooler side. Now, the first couple of days are gorgeous, sunny and mid-80s on both Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 70s and sunshine Thursday, Friday. Storm will get here over the weekend. Look for valley rain, high elevation snow, and another 20-degree temperature drop. Highs on Sunday will stop in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Friday night, BYU hosts a Big 12 opponent at Lavelle Edwards Stadium for the first time when Cincinnati comes to Provo. Get all the latest information on the team with Cougar Nation tonight at 6 on KSL News Radio. It's sponsored by Blue Barn Wealth.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.